what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Ding-a-ding-a-boom.
What was the beginning of that? I mean, I was distracted. I wasn't paying any attention to your scat, and all I heard was a bird dying.
Least favorite. That was my least favorite.
Oh, man.
Should you know, I think the last time I scatted, I tried to whistle, and I didn't hear anything, and I wanted to make sure I heard something. Did you hear it?
I heard.
We all heard.
Death.
Hey.
I mean, it was a. I did. I brought a bird.
It's
no longer with us.
I commend you going for it, because you can't find new magic if you're not willing to try something.
That's right.
Fail fast.
Yes.
And you did.
It's kind of like all the history of like health and medicine going back hundreds of years. Like some people tried stuff and they died. It was poison, right? You don't know which plants to eat, except for some people ate plants that were no good. And out of that, good plants were found. And so I'm working the process.
We are the same. We are the hunter-gatherers.
That is
of the
scat world.
Yes. Yeah.
You figure out the right part of that pufferfish. Thank you.
Yes. Welcome in one and all. Al Borland in the house today. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing good.
We've got Would You Rather, Highway to Spell, and we are drafting furniture for a house. And I told Jason, no, it's a good draft.
Okay.
It's a good draft because
TBD.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I'm just picturing the three of us, we bought three houses. They're next to each other.
Right.
And there's a furniture store and they only got one of everything. You know what I mean? And we've taken turns picking what we want for the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't get, I think draft the number one is, I mean, I'm going to get one item I really need, but it's going to be a long wait.
There's a big two.
I think there's like a big four.
Is there?
I think so.
Oh, crap. I got to go look at my list.
So, yeah, we'll be drafting furniture for a house, and the other people, they don't get it. If you take it, they don't get it. But we'll kick it off with some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Sydney from Patreon says, would you rather have to wear swimming flippers,
okay,
or high heels all day while at work?
Okay.
I don't know if you two gentlemen have recently walked in flippers.
It's fairly recently.
Been a while, but they are extremely difficult to move around.
I mean, I know that I'm not saying I would just rock a pair of pumps and be great in those high heels and be able to dance like
calves.
The wind. But I know that basically I have to walk backwards if I'm in flippers.
That is a pro tip.
I
had never used them except for last summer is when I used them for the first time.
Snorkeling?
Snorkeling. And that I can't tell you how incompetent I was from about 1 foot of water out to the beach.
Yes.
Made of sand, trying to cross that small space with onlookers. I gave up, sat in the water, took them off. I just gave up. And anybody that tries, here's a pro tip. Don't put them on before you're in the water. Like, go a foot deep, 2 feet deep, put them on there, because you trying to go a couple of feet in flippers, it doesn't work.
That was what, so I was snorkeling a couple of years ago, went on a family cruise and, go to the shack where you rent the equipment. And we put on the flippers right there, and it's probably like 200 feet of beach down to the snorkel area.
That's a long way.
Yeah, it was a pretty big beach. Lots of, you know, rows and rows and rows of, beach chairs and people. And I feel like it was 6 or 7 hours to make it to the water in those things. It was impossible to watch. But then when you're in the water, those things are unbelievable. I get it, fish. You're doing some good work with these fins.
If you wear high heels and you go to the bathroom, I'm thinking like you're walking you're walking across the hallway. I can't control myself here. Talk about the high heels, Jason.
Well, my calves would look real, real nice.
You have some voluptuous calves.
Yeah, my calves have had to carry around a lot of excess weight. And
they're always working out.
They're always working out. It's like every day I'm working out. I don't need exercise. I don't need to go to a gym or do a sporting event. I just got to like walk to the car. Stand.
Okay, real question. When you've been a svelter man at points in your life, were your calves, like, did you have big calves when you were thinner?
I did. I always
you
had,
just genetically have
when
big
did you
calves.
First notice your oversized calves?
High school? It was a long time
like,
ago.
Were you looking in a mirror and you're like,
I
got some powerful calves.
I was actually told. I was, because you don't
compliment?
See your calves very often.
Now, doesn't your father have nice calves too?
I do not know.
I thought you told me that. I thought you inherited them from your father.
I've never talked to you about my father's calves. I promise. I'm pretty sure you were telling me all about Papa Ron's calves.
I think you did.
There's no
I think you
way.
Got your calves, Gene, from old Ron.
No, I do not.
So you don't know a thing about his calves.
I know that he doesn't have a lot of hair on his calves. That's about it.
Yeah, all that's right. Papa Josh, dude.
Yeah, okay. I don't have a ton of experience in the high heels.
Have you ever worn a pair of high heels?
I'm sure I've thrown them on.
Really?
Can you walk in them?
Can I do this?
How? I mean, I'm saying it functionally. Like, size 13 shoe.
Yeah.
I have never come across a pair of high heels I could ever fit in.
Yeah, they weren't going to be a pair fitted for my foot. Because it's like throw on the wife's pair.
Well, if you were a kid, you could have put on your mom's high heels.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Because
your feet are smaller when you're a kid.
I don't
really think Sandy, you're on fire. but in fact, most of them is smaller. His arms are smaller. Children are tinier versions of what they'll grow to be. Thanks, Sandy.
I never should have found this picture. go on, Mike.
So
you think you've tried them out?
I'm sure I have.
There's no way
point.
I can walk in them.
There's no way you can walk around in flippers.
But
none.
I feel like
there's no chance.
In a stationary position, if I'm just sitting at a desk.
How are you going to drive?
Well, okay. Well,
oh, it's just at work. It's just.
If I'm sitting at a desk, I am way more uncomfortable wearing high heels at the desk because they collapse your toes and everything. I know that women want to get them off. The whole point of putting them on is you're like, I can't wait to get them off. Later.
That is the purpose, yes. Now, I'm curious. Right now, keep your feet exactly where they are, okay? Right now, you didn't even think about it. You're just naturally where you sit.
Yeah.
How far away from the bottom of the table are you right now? Like 4 inches?
I'm in flipper length.
Yeah.
Flipper length.
Yeah,
gonna,
your flippers are going to run into that, right?
Yes.
So now you're going to have to scooch back off the mic, scoot your legs back if you're in flippers. I don't think it's going to be as comfortable as you think.
I don't think it's going to be comfortable. I think I'd handle it better without the toes crunched. It's hard for me to think of wearing flippers though and them not being wet. I guess these are dry.
Yeah, they would be dry.
Now you got to get.
If I worked at like the YMCA for the pool, that'd be nice.
You got to get the insert then, because if it's dry on just your feet, you're getting blistered up. Although you might get blistered up in high heels.
I'm taking the high heels.
Yeah, I'm taking the high heels.
All right.
And I'm going to start painting my toes. I'm going to look good in these things.
Yeah.
Aaron from the website, once per day, would you rather have the ability to be transported anywhere you want to go by looking at a picture of the location? Or would you rather have the ability to materialize anything you want by looking at a picture of the item?
So
up to $1,000.
I like
it. Okay, smart. Man, because usually that is the loophole for these type of questions. It's just like, let me look at that gold bar.
Now, Al,
or,
I can only...
How about this? $1,000 in cash.
Sure, I guess I don't have to exchange it.
So you make $365K through method.
Where do you even take gold?
The gold store.
No, where do you...
Where do you
like,
take
if
gold?
If you have a bar of gold...
You can take it to a pawn shop.
Yeah, but your pawn shop's not giving you the dollar for dollar worth, pretty worth much. Of the gold?
No, they're not.
I said pretty much, not yes.
Yeah, but pretty much meant almost. I think they're going to be trying to give you
it's got to be way
pennies
under
on the dollar.
Because then...
No, the price of gold is... I mean, wherever you take gold, you just weigh it and they give
you
money.
That's what I'm asking. Where do you take it?
I'm not a genius.
I'm seeing pawn shops and jewelers.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll buy the gold. You're never going to get dollar for dollar what it's worth because, you know...
Well, then it's not worth it. That's not the value of gold, right? If you can't get dollar of dollar whatever the current rate of gold is,
this is a great
then
point.
That is not the current rate of gold.
Can you take it to a bank?
We do have several gold exchanges nearby.
Thank
us as well.
You.
Okay, that's the answer then.
I have to imagine that when you go there, the guy's in suspenders. He's from the 1800s. He still lives a certain way.
You sure look funny there, fella.
Come on in with your gold.
I'll take it once I put the rest on the tree.
Ooh, that's a big block.
But here's I see one major problem with the transported one.
Yeah.
How do I get back? I mean,
next day.
All right, that's easy.
Solved your problem.
Wait. What did I miss from the question here? Because I had the same question.
Because it's once per day. You can be once per day you have teleportation as long as you have a photograph.
No, but I guess my point and what I thought Andy was saying is like, let's say I pull up a cool photograph on this here laptop that I'm working on right now. I'm like, oh, Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Well, now I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah. Right.
You need a photo.
I need a photo to get back. I don't have a photo of here.
You'd have to find something like you'd end up finding like a photo of Phoenix.
Oh, wait, I got a lot of photos on my phone.
Yeah.
My phone comes with me, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm fine.
This isn't the Terminator. You're
not showing
show
up
nude.
Naked.
You can't pop somewhere for lunch though and come back. It's a 1-day
Correct.
Trip minimum.
Yes.
But then if you can make anything appear up to $1,000, but maybe not thinking of it through the monetary lens, is there a huge benefit to being able to pull out a picture of something and have it every day?
Oh, man.
I mean, you could obviously pull out a picture of a $1,000 steak dinner, and then every night you pull that picture out and you just make it appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, food and money are kind of the only things coming to my mind.
Now, if I looked at a picture of, like, Suns tickets.
As long as they're $1,000, you're good.
Yeah, but I guess would I get the ones in the picture that are probably like outdated?
Oh, that's a good question. You need someone to snap a pic
right.
of today's tickets.
Right, and then I got to get in before they do.
Yeah, or the Ticketmaster is going to say, sir, these tickets have been used. Yeah.
What if you had to draw the pictures? You didn't have to find the pictures.
If it was materialized as the drawing, then I would be creating horror
yes,
in this world. Just... Awful, awful.
But like,
creation.
If you were trying to transport to another place, like if I said, Jason, you need to go to France quickly. Just draw a quick picture of you of France.
Okay, I'm on it.
Yeah, France is easy
because of the Eiffel
you
Tower.
You draw the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that one is easy.
Yeah, well,
he ends up in Vegas.
That is a danger that you run.
I'm thinking if you draw him, it's kind of wild because you could end up in a different place. Or what if you just drew a picture of a meadow with trees? You wouldn't know where you'd show up, right?
I'm looking at Jason's drawing. I think he's drawing a giraffe.
He just got scared of his own picture.
Oh, you know, I'm not
turning it around. But I did get scared because at the end.
Look, drawing a tower can go wrong.
Yeah. All right, so which one are you taking? Which one are you taking?
I'm taking the materialization of objects. I'm going to have
You're
so much food and money.
$365K?
Basically, yeah.
Brent from the website. Oh, which one are you doing, Mike?
I'm taking the...
I want to transport.
I'm doing the trip.
Yeah. Brent from the website. Which vehicle maintenance task would you rather have to do it yourself?
Oh, no.
Change your own oil or rotate your own tires?
Do I
get the tools needed?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I could take the lug nuts off with like a powered lug nut remover?
No, you got to use a torque wrench.
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay. And then for the oil, I imagine I'm crawling under the car. I don't get a cool Jiffy Lube oil basement.
Yeah, can you crawl? This is going to sound...
Yeah, you're in your garage.
This is going to sound bad. Bad.
Let's go.
Bad, because I don't know the answer to it. But do you have to be up on a lift to get under the car for an oil change, or do you just go under the car normal?
You could just go under your car.
Some of them. I mean, if you, there's going to be like, if you have a low riding car, it's not going to work out.
Okay. Cause I remember climbing under a car and changing the oil when I was like 17 with my dad teaching me, but I haven't done it since.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't remember if it was up on those like drive up step type of things, but those things freak me out, man.
Yeah. You'll probably want to jack up the front end and put it on some jack stands.
Is that what you
something.
Do?
Yeah.
Do you change your own oil?
No way.
No,
no way.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do.
Genuine
yes,
question.
They do. Yes, no, they no, do. No.
Genuine, like under 50 years old.
Yes.
Under 50 years
yes.
old, people still yes. change their own oil.
Yes.
There are people that love cars, and I've heard.
You save tons of money doing that.
And I've heard it's very easy. I mean, it's like, because
I drain the oil.
I'm not,
right?
not a car guy. Dumb. And I don't know, but you basically just go, you unscrew a cap, let the oil come out, close
it, right?
and then put more oil in.
Yeah, it replace your filter while you're in there.
Yeah,
which is just
yes.
The oil filter is underneath, up. Right?
Yeah.
Is there an oil filter?
Is it in the?
Yeah.
Is the oil filter down below, or is it in the engine block area?
It's down below.
Okay.
You access it from under the.
The air filter's in the engine.
I thought he was upcharging
Josh,
me the air filter.
Papa Josh is ashamed of us right now.
I couldn't be more lost right now.
We're asking basic car questions.
Yeah.
We drive electric vehicles. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Yeah, but I drove an oil car for a long time.
And
I didn't. I
didn't change my oil.
The people at the Jiffy Lube or wherever, they do magical things, and they do magical things, and then they show up and they're like, "Hey, you're going to have to give us more money because there's this other stuff that
Papa
needs
Josh,
to be fixed.
You change your own oil?
I do not, but I know how.
Yeah,
you only get half credit then.
And you get no credit. You don't change your own oil.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of us.
I know how to write a book. I've never written one. I don't get half credit for writing a book. You get no credit. You either do it or you don't do
it. You're making a strong
case.
That
was a wonderful case.
Yeah.
So knowing how to do something is like, that makes you the authority.
If anything, it makes you worse for not doing it.
Ooh.
Right? I have an excuse why I don't change my oil.
You're actually lazy.
I have
we don't know how.
No idea. Also, I do know that I would break it. I promise, no matter what,
sure.
I would break it, and then that car would explode.
Yeah.
I could rotate tires. I know how. I've replaced tires.
Oh,
I've taken
it would take so long.
It would take
Here's
way,
another
way longer,
important question.
But I know how.
That's just moving the tires, right? Just like rotating them one spot. There's no like nothing else to that.
Do you?
I think you usually go front to the back to the front, and then cross. What side of the car they were on.
Now, the problem is that's 20 lug nuts I got to take off and put on.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Oh, that's super annoying. The job of changing your oil is
and
way
And you got to jack
shorter,
the car up.
Is way
multiple different
You
times.
Need multiple jacks, don't you?
Well, you can.
Because you got to be able to move.
Well, you just do one at a time. Oh, no.
How?
Yeah.
No,
you
I
need
guess...
jack stands. So you jack it up, put the stands under. Then...
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really, changing the oil is a better job. I just don't know how to do it.
It's not hard. You just find a little thing underneath and twist it.
Okay.
So if I find anything...
You have to dispose of the oil properly.
That was my next question.
I remember that.
Where
the garbage can.
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
I would never
kill
do
the
that.
Seals.
I would never do that. I'm just saying that's what stupid people do. They would fill up
Okay, so where do smart people take
tub.
It?
Well, they take it to the oil yard.
It's the same place as the gold.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I have no clue where you can properly dispose of oil.
I will
None.
Tell you. Anyone, the
and,
people.
And can you take it to a car, AutoZone? Like one of those?
Josh
yeah,
says
they'll
yes.
They'll take it? What do they do with it?
They throw it in
the garbage can. They throw garbage can. But the people who
They
want,
put it in the bottles and sell it back.
Like the people who want your gold. That's got to be the same people who want your oil.
Yeah, they're looking for...
Ooh, some black gold!
Resources.
Texas tea! Now...
I've never heard Texas tea before.
What? You never watched Beverly Hills?
I heard black gold, but I've never heard Texas tea.
Now...
I'm rich!
When...
Look what they brought, Molly!
So... The oil, this is just turning to automotive 101
yeah, this
for us.
Is, there
okay.
are people
We're
out
teaching
there,
people.
Yeah. That are
no,
out
this
there
is,
shaking
this
their
is
head.
For everyone else. It's not for us. So the oil gets dirtied in the car?
Yeah, because it runs through.
Of course it does. It
runs through the
Why can't we
pistons.
Just, can we clean the oil up?
We can't.
Why not?
It's just too dirty.
Oil is itself extremely dirty.
Okay, but why can't
we? Jason's trying to read some off the internet, and that's the nugget he brings? That's, you could have chose anything else.
It's very dirty.
In its natural state, it's already dirty.
It's crude.
Right. Yes.
Why can't we re-refine it?
Well, that's where the AutoZone takes it, to the refinery. We all know this.
Like, we're apparently...
It's spent, Mike. The oil is spent. It's done its work.
At some day, we will run out of oil. The earth.
At some day.
At some day, yes.
And why can't we just clean it up?
You know, maybe you should get going on that.
No, because I don't know. I will not be able to help anyone.
Oil loses its viscosity over time.
Oh,
it breaks down.
Okay.
It
doesn't function as well as a lubricant at that point.
Exactly.
Right. Why can't we thicken it up?
You gotta
just put some soap in it.
Just put some butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the three of us.
I know my answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
I am trading my car in. That is the answer to my question. Wait, I got to rotate the tires? I'm going to go get a new car.
Being crushed by a car is like a top five fear.
Yeah.
Because that's happened to
people. Top five for you?
That's happened to
people. It's up there with like elevators.
Oh, falling?
Yeah, but like when you're midway through the door.
Oh, really?
That's my fear.
You're afraid of getting crushed?
My fear is as I start walking in or out of the elevator... The elevator goes down. And I'm just like,
do you move rapidly and we just haven't noticed that you, like, when you get to the elevator door, you are like, I'm in.
Quick to commit?
He dives. I don't physically change my behavior, but I do mentally think about it every single crossing of the plane.
What movie did you watch you shouldn't have watched?
I don't know.
My irrational elevator is if I ever have anything in my hand and I'm crossing over, I'm like, I have a 50% chance that I'm going to drop my item into the crevasse of the elevator, and that thing is gone forever. It's the stupidest thing, but I think about it all the time.
Especially when
you will too.
When he's got an important file.
Yeah.
That he's got.
Well, I hope now you think about what would happen if that elevator dropped through.
I've thought about that.
Is it taking just your face off if you're
gotta
right
be honest,
there?
I'm not that worried about it. I feel like my reaction time would be good enough.
You think if it starts to go down, you'll be like, I'm going to hop in or out, hopefully.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can land a plane, so.
Yeah, there you go.
We can all believe what we want.
But, yeah, just so, we're obviously slightly undereducated in the car department, but you guys don't change your own oil. Is that what I heard over there?
Yeah, so we're all the same.
We're all the same manliness. All right, where am I? Do I move on, Al, or do we keep talking?
Let's do one more.
Chris from the website, is that right? Would you rather have... to hand write a greeting card to your coworkers for every single calendar holiday, so Arbor Day, Black Friday, Columbus Day, etc. Apparently, those are on the calendar.
Does Black Friday actually get on the calendar?
No.
I know Arbor Day does. Does anyone know what Arbor Day is? No.
Of course.
No.
Of course we do.
What is it?
No, you'd know what it is.
What is it?
Are you you're just
Jason
joking.
Doesn't know either.
I do.
Neither.
Too.
No, he's typing. Don't you dare.
You. No.
I know what it is.
Is it related to the city of Ann Arbor?
No.
Is it related to Harbor without the H?
No.
I don't know what it is.
It's trees.
Yeah.
Arbors?
Arbor.
Are arborists?
Arborists. Why are we setting a day aside for trees? I mean,
I always thought it was.
Where's botanist?
Here's what's really funny.
The flowers. Where do they get?
I always thought that Arbor Day or whatever was related to the sea.
Did you really?
But I just realized that that's only because of Arbor, which is not that word. And I just thought, like, oh, I'm going to.
I thought Mike was 100% trolling me.
Dock at the
Arbor. He seemed like the kind of guy who knew a good tree holiday.
I don't. I do now.
Yeah. So listen, you got to write a handwritten card to each coworker on every single calendar holiday, or give your child an overly elaborate participation trophy every time they fail at something.
What is this question? So
this is a rough one. Sports, bad grade, poor performance, and a talent show. So you've got to give them a trophy?
Where do I source these trophies from?
I am absolutely 100%
You're doing trophies.
Writing. No.
Oh, okay.
No. no way. I am going to write out every single employee, every single holiday, a handwritten card, and I'll make it 15 pages to avoid
giving that many participation trophies
for when they fail at something. Because
you imagine when that child hits 18, yeah, and they go to work,
they're not going
to
be very happy. Here's my point is that when you fail, you know you failed. Okay, the kid knows if he has a bad game, a bad performance, messes up the lines in a show,
gets an F on a test,
whatever. Like, they aren't oblivious to it. You know, you did great. They know they didn't, and so I feel like celebrating their failures in that way, that's gonna, one, you're gonna have that kid in some therapy when that kid's an adult, and two, it's just mean. I feel like that's too
patronizing
to my own children.
Oh, see, I read it the other way, that we were giving them the trophy that said, like, congratulations on your terrible grades.
I kind of thought the same thing too. I feel like it's highlighting their failures in
it
a way
is.
That
oh,
yeah,
it definitely
and
is.
I don't want to do that.
Ah.
Because the only way they can get that trophy is to fail.
Ooh.
It's a trophy either way.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
This is too fresh for me.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Child failure?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Oh,
maybe.
No.
I can't even this one.
Can we talk in riddles?
We could talk in riddles.
So something happened. I'm guessing you didn't give the trophy away.
Once upon a time, a father, not me, had a child, not who knows.
Well, it can't be yours because
it could be any gender or age. Super fail at something. It was one of the most brutal experiences
of this father's
life. And don't highlight.
That's actually one of the hardest things as a parent to do is to be quiet. When you want to fix a problem,
just zip it up and move on.
All right, I guess we'll
next segment.
We'll do the move on part.
Hey, Spitwads, have you ever gone through your bank account and been like, oh, yeah, I forgot we were paying for that? I've done that about 700,000 times. Rocket Money is, we've been promoting them for forever. This is something that we have used so long, all three of us. This is a genuine, we have used them before they were ever a sponsor of this show because 75% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. I remember I used to think I had like, I got 4 or 5 monthly subscriptions. It was like I had like 25. What did my kids sign up for that I don't even know? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. They can even try to negotiate lower bills for you up to 20%. You don't have to argue with them. Let Rocket Money do the work. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ballers. That's rocketmoney.com/ballers. rocketmoney.com/ballers.
Highway to Spell.
Ooh, get the trophies ready.
Oh yeah. I will have a super participation trophy here.
All right, Al, back to Highway to Spell.
All right, Andy, you are our returning champ. We'll start with you.
Mm. So you can give me a trophy for that one.
There you go.
Trophy. T-R.
We start in fifth grade, and here is your fifth grade level word.
Division.
D-I-V-I-S-I-O-N. Division.
Whew. Unimpressed.
Yeah.
All right. Mike, here is your fifth grade level word.
Increase.
Increase. Increase.
Too wheezy.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
look, he wouldn't start in fifth
grade.
We
are in fifth grade.
He wouldn't start in fifth grade if he didn't have to.
Yeah.
All
if
right.
We got further. Yeah. We could start further ahead.
All right.
Make it easy. Actually, make it hard so I've got a reason I spell it wrong.
All right, Jason, here is your fifth grade level word.
Mammal.
Oh.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me. They can't be that.
Couple different options, huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, see you guys later. M-A-M-M-E-L.
He's gone.
Oh, for real?
He's got to be gone.
Oh,
he's gone.
Man.
Mammal.
I was hoping if I gave him a
Mammal.
Second, he might correct himself.
Oh, you gave him a moment.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh. Yes. Mammal.
Oh, my gosh.
Josh, could you grab his trophy?
A-L. What's your L.
Yeah, A-L.
A-L.
Mammal.
Woo! Out in fifth grade.
Okay. You know what's funny is right before the show.
He loves this segment.
I hate the segment. Right before the show, I told Jeremy, I was like, give me a word like cats. He's like, yeah, I'll try to do that. I know you would never do that. You've got your own things.
No, but he gave you a mammal.
But then afterwards, I thought, actually, that's the worst. The worst is when you get an easy word you can't spell. And let me be clear, that just happened. That was an easy word I should be able to spell. That is not something I should go out on. So,
some things are reptiles, some things are mammals.
Look, the good news is
it's like
you're out
I'm
now.
Done, baby.
It is.
This,
yep.
This segment's over.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure that wasn't intentional.
Oh, no. Yo, that's what
keep
I
him,
should
keep
start
him in.
Doing.
Keep him in.
No.
That's up
no.
to his key competition.
This is easy. You make you cash prize. We'll keep him in.
All right.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Are we keeping him in or is he out?
No, he's still in.
All right.
Oh, he is? He's still in?
Yeah, I'm keeping him in.
Just for consolation?
Yeah.
All right.
His competition's kept him in. All right. Andy, here's your sixth grade level word.
Nationality.
It's a long one.
Nationality.
But not hard.
Yeah, no.
N-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-I-T-Y, nationality.
Mammal.
All right, Mike, your
All
turn.
All right, Mike, here is your sixth grade level word.
Tomato.
Oh, I know I'd get that one wrong.
Tomato? T-O-M-A-T-O?
Oh, I did the pause to get me freaked out.
A little bit, he did.
I put an E on that sucker.
I didn't know if I was Dan Quayling or not.
If it's tomatoes, is it O-E-S?
You had an E. Yes.
So there is, okay, all right.
There's grounds for
your. I'm half right.
There's grounds for your foolishness.
No, you're not.
All right, so is Jason giving sixth grade a shot?
Here's your sixth grade level word.
I hate you all.
Sponge.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Is that like tongue or what?
Oh, no.
Sponge.
Okay.
No, come on. Let's go.
Yes, please.
I got two here. That can't
two?
Be right. That can't be right. Sponge. Oh, man. Why did you bring me back
here? There's one spelling I really am rooting for here.
Yeah, me too.
S-P-O-N-G-E. I'm the smartest man alive. I did write
sponge.
First.
Did you put a U?
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, put the U in there.
My first attempt was
a spung.
Spung. S-P-O-N-G-U-E.
Spung.
Spung.
All right.
Man, I am not a smart man.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to seventh grade. Andy, here's your seventh grade level word.
Boundary.
Okay.
B-O-U-N-D-A-R-Y, boundary.
For the record, I have spelled every single one of Andy's super easy words super easily.
For the record, we've spelled yours very easily as well.
That is Mammal.
That is fair.
Mammal.
All right. Mike, here is your seventh grade level word.
Concentrate.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
C-O-N-C-E-N-T-R-A-T-E. Was the fist pump? Was it for me or for you?
It was for me. You spelled it how I had it written down, and I just assume you're smarter than me.
All right, Jason, here is your seventh grade level word.
Fascinating.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Yes.
I think that one's easy. F-A-S-C-I-N-A-T-I-N-G.
Oh, okay.
Mammal.
Look at this guy.
You were
You went right
to
it.
You were pretty fast. That one was, fascinating on that one. That's quick. That was funny. All right, let's do it.
All right, we're in eighth grade. Andy, here's your word.
Interrogate.
Oh, no.
Well, that's... I started.
Uh-oh.
There are six R's on that word.
Yeah, that's...
Tell me when to stop.
There's a chance I get this wrong.
Say when.
I-N-T-E-R-R-O-G-A-T-E, interrogate.
Yeah, oh! I was a little shaky.
R.
Yeah.
I started writing it with double T's. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It looked wrong, though.
All right, Mike, here is your eighth grade level word.
Chameleon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't like how mine looks.
I've got mine written down, and that is not how you spell it.
Chameleon? C-H-A-M-E-L-E-O-N.
Hey, that is
That's
how
right.
I had it written down.
That's right.
Way to fight through. Change your colors.
Very nice.
What's the H doing in there?
Yeah.
What's it doing in there?
You know what?
It's doing nothing.
It's doing whatever it does for chlorine.
For the record, collectively, we've been brilliant. You know what I mean? Like,
the
only
group,
one
group,
out of so gr- many.
The group is passing.
The group is doing great, guys.
All right. Jason, here is your eighth grade level word.
Semester.
Huh? Semester. I feel like it's too easy. Like, I got it. I'm going to make a mistake because.
Well, you're out, so you're in good shape.
Okay. That's fair. I'm playing for the consolation. S E M E S T E R.
Yep.
Okay. That feels like a fourth grade letter.
Yeah, so does mammal.
Mammal, please.
Mammal.
All right. Moving on to ninth grade.
How far did we get last time, by the way?
I think you graduated high school.
No, he didn't graduate. He got to 12th grade and failed there.
So I've still got quite a ways to go.
But this might be the best the group has ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I guess Jason
we have.
Out.
Jason
we have.
Got out.
I mean,
in
I did
grade.
I did get out in the worst you could do. But, you know,
all
that
right.
was so long ago.
We are in high school, boys. Andy, here is your ninth grade level word.
Chastise.
That guy did not pronounce that.
Let's try this one.
Chastise.
Well.
C-H-A-S-T-I-S-E. Chastise. All right.
Tell me that's not a Z, huh?
Wait, did you really have Z in there?
You worked a Z in?
The first time I wrote it didn't look right.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the
I did. I need to not forget.
Did you get
forget.
Chastised correctly?
I did get chastised correctly. I've gotten all yours correctly. I don't want to forget that I did put an E on tomato.
Right. Oh, yeah. So. It wasn't
yeah.
just
yeah.
Mammal.
All
right, Mike. Here is your ninth grade level word.
Turbulence.
All right.
Okay, turb. You.
I see some issues.
Wait. Is there any sneaky guys in here?
Yeah.
Turb.
I think you're done.
Turbulence. Am I? T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-C-E.
Yeah, mine is so stupid.
Like this, you guys were freaking me out.
Well, because he...
I put turbulence. T-O-U-R. It was a tour.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you had L-A-N-C-E.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not talk about that. Don't tell
Jason.
The people.
Turbulence.
Turbulence.
All right, Jason. Here is your ninth grade level word.
He's missed three so far, for the record.
Exaggeration.
Four.
Yep. I'm not even... Exaggeration?
I think I'll miss this one.
Yeah, I think I'll miss this one, too. All right, here we go. First try. E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Nailed it.
Baby!
Wait, what?
What
letter doubled?
G?
Yeah, two Gs.
Okay.
I didn't have any G's.
Exaggeration.
I think I went with a T, but I'm not you.
Exaggeration.
All right, I'm still alive. Sophomore?
That is correct. It's 10th grade. Here is your word, Andy.
Sacrilegious.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you get about halfway through, you go, wait a minute.
Sacrilegious.
There are some options. I'm just going to go with my first gut here. I think it's wrong. S-A-C-R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. Sacrilegious.
Oh!
Is it? You both thought it was
both,
right.
We both
were one letter off.
We both were identical.
What letter? Sacrilegious. How would I have been one?
Is it before?
As in, like, I missed one, messed up one letter?
Sacrilege?
Or I missed a letter?
You, one letter was incorrect.
Oh, it's the I, right?
Yes. S-A-C-R-I-L-E-G-I-O-U-S.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Ironically, I wrote it with an E and an A, and neither looked right. And it's an I.
It is weird because
religious is with an E.
But not sacrilegious.
What?
I'm going to look that up.
That feels sacrilegious, like, to be honest.
You can vet me. If I'm incorrect, we can blame Merriam-Webster.
So I spelled more than that letter wrong. Because I had said, did I say E-G-I-O-U-S? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, you're right. All right. According to the internet, you're right.
So what we're saying is the word religious and the word sacrilegious, which just says a prefix put onto it. You change the word.
No. The word is sacrilege. It's not religious. It's sacrilege.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense.
All right, Andy, you are not dead until one of these guys fails.
Jason failed already.
I'm still in it.
Oh no.
I'm gonna win this thing.
All right, Mike, here is your 10th grade level word.
Indomitable.
Play it again.
Indomitable.
Indomitable?
Okay.
Not an everyday word for you, Mike?
No.
There's a snowman.
There you
go. There's a snowman.
Indomitable.
Let's see if this one helps.
Indomitable.
Yeah, nope. It's about the same.
Indomitable. Indomitable.
No.
If that was right, I am so far gone. Just
what
out
do
of
you
curiosity,
got? What do you got?
I've got Indomidable.
Jason was way closer.
It's still wrong though,
it's
baby.
Table at the end instead of dable. So that exchange that T D for a T, and you would have had it right.
Indomitable.
So now if I get my word right,
you're
win.
You're the winner.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All okay. Right. Here's your 10th grade level word.
Please be cats.
Delineate.
Okay. Well, you guys are back in it.
No. Make it end.
I can't, I can't say that one again.
Delineate.
Yeah, there's no hope.
Delineate.
There's the I's and the E's could all
for
be
instance,
swapped.
Mike could not delineate between an A, or Jason could not delineate between an A or an E. For
all right.
D-E-L-I-N-I-A-T-E.
Spell that one more time, I'm sorry.
D-E-L-I-N-I-A-T-E.
Oh!
You're one letter off again. D-E-L-I-N-E-A-T-E.
Every single E and every single I could have swapped places for
what?
Me.
So, all right. So we
so
lost.
We have no winner this week.
Now we're going to go on.
I'm out.
All right, me and Mike then.
All right, last round.
Here you go. Andy, here's your 11th grade level word.
Braggadocio.
What? Braggadocio?
Yeah.
That's a spell from Harry Potter.
That's not a word, man.
Get it?
Braggadocio?
Braggadocio!
It makes you compliment the other person.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how many G's are in this thing. Braggadocio.
All
come
right.
on!
Mike, you
perfect.
Got it.
That's the word?
Perfect.
You messed this
woo!
Up.
Perfect.
All right. Mike, here is your 11th grade level word.
Asseverate.
Asseverate?
Correct.
Play it again.
Asseverate.
X. Did I lose?
Not yet.
A. Accelerate. I don't even know what the word is.
Asseverate.
Asseverate. D-R-E-T-O-V-E.
All right.
Yeah.
Andy wins
again.
That's
how you throw, baby.
Wow. You were close, Mike.
With the X?
Yeah. Let's draft. I'm such a proud winner.
The Spitballers Draft.
That's the first time, like, as a sophomore level word, I've never heard either of those words before.
You've never heard braggadocio?
I've never heard. I've heard braggadocious.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But what is a braggadocio? Is that a person who brags?
Yeah, that's a
Do you have a definition for braggadocio?
I was just pulling that up. It's boastful or arrogant behavior.
Is being a braggadocio?
They were brash and full of braggadocio.
Wow. That's a weird word. And then his was like a different
language. Oh, I don't know what word it was.
All right, we are drafting furniture for a house. Furniture for a house, and if one of us picks it, the other lives their life without it in that house. It was tough. I have a favorite piece of furniture.
Well, that's good because you get the first pick.
But it's not my pick.
Oh, I know
because
what it is.
Because I need flexibility from my furniture. If I'm going to be living without some of these items you pick, and I have the number one pick, I have to have something that is multi-purpose in value.
Yep.
So you know what I'm taking. It's a couch.
Yep, couch.
I'm taking the couch.
Couch was my 101.
I could sleep on a couch. I watch TV on a couch. I could just sit casually on a couch. A couch does so many things.
It does many things.
Couch is probably the 101. It's my 102, but it's...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful pick.
Man, you can eat on a couch. It's very multifunctional.
Okay.
The couch would have been my first pick, and I will follow it up with a bed.
Dang it. I was really hoping that would come to me.
As of right now, Jason has nowhere to rest his head.
Oh, man.
Where did you think I was going?
I just hoped you were going to, like...
You said there's a big four.
There is, but...
No, there's not.
But you can't sleep on two of them.
You get two picks right now.
I know, and I get the two of the four, but I want to go to bed, and I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Then it's not a big pick.
Yeah, no couch for you. No bed for you.
In hindsight, there's a top two.
There's a top two.
There's a top two.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, darn it. Man, that really stings for me. I'm going to have a hard time sleeping. But I won't have a hard time eating.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the table and chairs.
So that's your two picks?
No, that's one. We talked about this beforehand, like the dining room table.
I did not participate in any conversation.
We talked before.
I mean, we can open it up to Al, but we did say that we thought if you got a dining table, you got the chairs.
Yeah,
right?
you get like...
That's a set.
Ooh, it is a dining set.
Okay, I get a dining set. That's my piece of furniture. I mean, you buy them together at the store.
I think it's fair. What you want? You're going to draft just a dining chair?
I don't know. I'm just saying that those are two completely different pieces of furniture.
Al can be the final ruler on it. But
all right, let me know if I'm allowed to draft as one thing the dining room.
But multiple pieces of furniture.
The dining room table.
Okay,
I mean,
I'd like to go back and draft a bedroom set because you buy them all together.
All right, Al.
Mike is putting up quite the fight.
Al gets to rule here. I'm going to allow it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's nonsense.
We did talk about it before the show.
Not with me.
Should we specify it as a... I mean, there are different types of... There's like a small table and chairs, and then there's a dining table. Are they the same?
The dining room table chairs.
The big one. Six chairs, minimum.
Yeah, I'm getting eight.
Okay.
I also get the leaf extenders.
Yes, I do, Mike. That's right.
So you've got a place.
I've got it all the way out. I can lay on this table. It's hard, but I can lay on it. I've got a place to eat.
Sovronius.
And you could lay on it if you needed to.
Yes.
Which seems like an option right now.
I mean, you can lay on the floor. The floor and the dining table are probably...
I'll take
the floor.
I don't want...
no risk of falling.
Bugs to get me quite as easy. You know, they got to climb up now. All right. And, man, there were a top two. That is so clear now. Okay. I'm going to take, all right. Okay. Nope. All right. I will draft one of the two things I'm looking at here very soon.
Oh my gosh!
No, I won't. This is the worst. I'm gonna take a recliner because
that's the right.
I don't
think
it comes
pick.
Back to me, and I gotta be able to get sleep.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I knew
that's the favorite, but the couch is so much more versatile.
Yeah, so if I didn't draft that now, there's two other things that I kind of wanted more than that. But I've got to be able to go to sleep.
Recliner would have been my next pick.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't coming back. So, all right. I got the dining room table and the recliner.
Here's a quick recliner survey. Do you prefer the, mechanical recliner with the lever that's all one fell swoop, or do you prefer a like a
the
automated push a button in it with a motor?
Yeah,
motorized recliner versus mechanical might have been the wrong word. Like
analog?
Analog, yeah, physical.
I find that the analogs are just so much more comfortable, even though they don't give you as much.
More comfortable?
Yeah, like once you're reclined, it's just.
Because you're not sitting on the motor?
I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
But all
I
never
would have thought.
All the newer high-tech, you know, motorized, you could put it
they're
at any
angle. They're almost all motorized now.
They don't go to, like, the same degree back. They don't lay back enough.
Interesting.
And they're usually not as cushy.
I thought you'd complain about the speed of recline. That's my biggest complaint. Sometimes you can get a slow motor.
Yes, that's also pretty boring. But I go analog on that.
All right. Mike, you are back up. You have a bed. You're sleeping well.
I do.
And guess what? You get the mattress with it.
Excellent.
Because it's a piece of furniture and it comes with it in the mattress comes.
See? Otherwise you just got
it.
Which technically doesn't.
It doesn't.
But this is not going to the store. This is just like an item in the house.
I am not above a mattress on the ground. I spent many years with a mattress on the ground.
Oh, yeah, me too. College was mattress on the ground.
Yeah. It's fantastic. All right. Now my second pick here. So I got the bed. I need a place to put which stuff do I need to have a place to put? I will take I'm going to take the entertainment center. I'm going to take the area for my television and
terrible pick.
Television is not a piece of furniture. I think we're going to go with
correct.
That.
Correct. Television is not a piece of furniture, so you don't have one.
I mean, the age.
So you have an entertainment center you can look at.
The age of the entertainment center was 1990s. They were big, bulky, oak, and had cutouts everywhere.
And you can only fit a TV in it when it fits inside the entertainment center.
You want to know what my entertainment center does?
Your entertainment center is a wall.
I have an entertainment center. It sits underneath the TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm drafting.
I know.
I'm not boxing. You would
listen.
I will never box my television in. That is, you got to future-proof this thing.
My television's on the wall.
Okay.
I have an entertainment center underneath. There are zero things inside the entertainment center.
What?
There's
Where's
nothing
all your
in
stuff?
It. There's
oh,
nothing in it.
I totally get it. That's the same how it is for a lot of my TVs.
Where's everyone's stuff, though?
It's behind the TV. Like,
yeah.
You've got like a Roku or an Apple TV that's just plugged into
Sometimes my wife will put a blanket inside the opening doors of the empty entertainment center. I'm just saying the age of the entertainment center is dead and it's a terrible pick.
Get bodied.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know where your Xbox is going.
That's a strong point. That's a good place.
Just going to be there with the wires running up.
Had you opened up your argument with game console station in the entertainment center?
I didn't think I needed to do that.
I hadn't really thought about that. It's a strong counterpoint. Ours is in the other room. Entertainment center is a good place for it.
I have multiple entertainment centers full of so many game systems.
So wait, do I pick twice now?
Yes, you do.
I will go with the. I'm going to go with the coffee table.
All right.
I mean, it's a perfect combo with my couch.
Yep. No, it's.
You could draft that,
right?
Only you, like literally, we drafted
coffee table
is
on my list.
No, it's on my list too.
But what are you putting in front of?
You have to have a couch.
My feet. I put my feet on.
You're gonna put it by your bed?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you're sitting on. I see.
You know what I mean? Like, what good is a coffee table without a couch?
It kind of ended up that way with the couch pick. I ended up with coffee table. That's where I'm eating my meals.
Yeah,
and that's just fine. I'm comfortable there. It's great.
Yeah. Wreck your back.
Huh?
You're bending
sleeping
over
on the couch.
You're bending over eating on a coffee table.
Oh no, that's true. Although they do
you're
have
not
the ones.
Comfortable.
They got the ones that lift up.
Is that what you got?
I don't know. I don't know. My third pick here, I'm going to go with the inferior substitute for my favorite pick, the recliner, because I don't get a recliner, so I get a oversized beanbag.
Oh.
I'm taking it. It was the last thing I put on my list, realizing that was who doesn't want to fall over into a beanbag that holds adults. And to be clear, I'm not drafting a child's beanbag.
No, you're drafting a love sack.
Yeah. A big boy beanbag.
I'm a big boy. I need my beanbag.
I need a beanbag. Plus,
big boy beanbag.
If you want to pretend to be a turtle, you can climb underneath it.
That is a great point. Did you guys have the beanbag
as a
children?
Kid? Oh, dude.
Jay, you didn't have a beanbag?
I didn't
I
have
lived
a beanbag.
The turtle life all the time. It was a great place to go and hide.
I loved my beanbag.
Beanbags are great.
It was great. It was very comfortable.
Was it a big boy beanbag?
No, it was a little boy beanbag. All right. I already confirmed this with the judges, and I will. It's an inferior product, but it's just the same. I couldn't get a couch, so I will take a love seat.
Wow.
Hmm.
Interesting.
The judge said yes.
The judge
on that,
said
huh?
yes to a
yeah,
love seat.
Yeah, because I said, "Is a love seat a couch?" He said, "No," because I am firmly.
That's a couch.
That's definitely a couch.
No, it's not.
It's just a two-person couch.
There's a yeah. there's a sofa. It is, but there's a sofa, and then there's a love seat.
Wow, that is.
Okay. Well, that was my thought as well.
Papa Josh,
I disagree. I think it's part of a couch.
It's part of a couch. Okay,
it is a couch.
You can't
just
sleep
a
on a
couch.
Love seat.
No, you definitely cannot.
Okay, I mean, look, we're on a very professional show drafting furniture. I don't care that much.
Okay. All right.
We can let him have a love seat.
All right. You can have it.
But it needs to be very, very clear. If you try to lay down on that thing and take a nap,
your feet are up.
Super uncomfortable.
It's a love seat is two people.
He's got a bed.
Yeah. Oh, that's this right. is for my television where I watch my properly stored video game unit.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Or play, I should say.
Mine's right. in my wall, apparently. All right. So you got a love seat. That was a sneaky smart pick then. Jason, two picks left. Now, to my understanding, you only had two items on your list, which were taken by Mike and I. So I don't know what your last two will be.
Yeah. I'm going to take the the office desk so that, you know.
Oh, a desk is another way to put it, right?
Yeah, a desk. A desk, an office desk. I mean, what do you know, you're
a desk.
A desk. Yeah. You got like a computer chair and you put your laptop on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, the chairs came with my dining room table. I get the office desk and chair, baby.
Is this what the setup was?
Office desk and chair, baby. look, I've got all the chairs.
It's just Wild West.
I've got all the chairs. Hey, you get your sofa.
I don't know about the chair coming with the desk.
I'm going to make him use a dining chair at his desk.
Okay.
Well,
thankfully,
I've got up a dining chair. I've got 10 of them now.
That we can do.
I elongated my dining room table, so I've got 10, and I'm taking one of them over
there
to
my go.
Office desk.
But I ain't got no wheels. All right, so you got a desk. I stupidly didn't put desk on my list. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay. And now, my last one here.
Don't need a desk when you have a couch.
No, I'm in good shape.
That's
actually, do you have yours? I was just going to tell the story of how, like.
Yeah, I have a desk.
Don't call me Shirley.
Now
all right,
that you
never
know,
mind. Go
no,
on.
Now that
go
you
on.
Know I've got my desk, you can tell your story.
Do you want to know if I have a desk?
I was just.
Do you have a desk?
I do.
Nice.
Oh, man. You guys.
It's a nice L shape.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it in a corner?
It is in a corner.
Oh, very nice use of space, Mike. Go on, Andy. What's your story?
I'm pulling the story back. Okay. Go on. We have to get through this draft.
All right.
It was going to be a heck of a story.
Oh,
let
I'm
me
sure.
tell you.
I can't wait to hear Shirley. Your story afterwards. Tell me the story about your desk.
I got a desk too, you know.
You do? What does it look like?
It's just not an L.
All right.
Oh, man.
They call that an I. All right. For my.
Well, technically, every desk is an L. It's just it's a lowercase L.
I did think that right after I said I. I'm like, lowercase L is really the desk.
Him and his letters, though. All right, your final pick. You have a dining table and 600 chairs, a recliner and a desk, and
and I'm gonna take patio furniture.
Which one?
No, man. No, man. No, no, you're not. You knew
this
it.
This is why I knew
I
had
hate
to
it,
shut
dude.
Him down.
I should have let you shut him down. He played me before the draft. He knew it was horse crap.
Give me all of it.
All right, I'll take a massage chair.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's where
Goodness.
I thought he was going instead of beanbag.
That's a great pick.
Thank
How did you.
You
not lead with that?
Well, because I figured, honestly, you guys would forget that
oh,
one
totally.
From
totally.
Your list.
It's not on my list.
I got a massage chair. I love it, so I'm taking a massage
Go for
chair
it.
as my final fourth piece of furniture in the house.
All right. That one's fun. My last pick, I'll just go practical. I have a bed, so I need a nightstand.
Makes sense. Got to have somewhere to put the CPAP. Am I right? I hear you, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the problem.
So wait, hold on. The CPAP has to sit on the nightstand?
Yeah, you can't just put it on the bed or on the floor.
I don't use a CPAP, Jason.
Sure you don't, Mike. We all do. I hear you.
Who amongst us
doesn't use a CPAP? Yeah, I mean, you've got a tube that connects to your face. So
I know, but
we don't have them.
I would have imagined it sits right on the floor right next to the bed.
Where the nightstand is? I put it on the floor?
Under the nightstand.
No, the tube is...
We don't know where the colostomy bags go either, okay?
Yeah, it's going on the hip.
What about the bedpan?
You can draft bedpan.
So your entire nightstand then is just a machine on it?
Well, mine is not, but yes, a lot of times it would be that way. I've got like a little drawer that comes out that the...
Interesting.
That the CPAP goes on.
Here's
Do they make little rolly devices for him?
I don't know. I should look that up. Like a little table that I can wheel it in.
I think Mike thinks a CPAP is way bigger than it is.
I have no idea.
Like an iron lung?
They're not huge machines.
Put them in entertainment centers. That's the only thing you can do with an entertainment center.
I don't know how big it is. I don't know how it works. Is there water involved?
There is.
Hmm. I had a pick, a fourth pick. And it was genius, and I have forgotten it.
Yes!
I thought about it. I got into my story that you didn't let me finish. And now I don't remember what the pick was.
To be fair, you personally pulled the story.
Jason and I were very excited. Well, what about tell the story now, and maybe you'll remember it?
The story was going to be the it's not...
No, we know he's acting because he doesn't have his CPAP machine.
I guess what I have to take is a side table for my couch. I don't have another choice here because I had a genius pick.
Sounds like a nightstand to me.
They're different heights.
They're different heights?
Yes, are absolutely. They? Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Nightstands and side tables are different heights.
Lower?
Nightstand is generally
also feel like
a different height.
You got a coffee table.
This
you really did not need a side table.
He needs all the surfaces.
I just want my living room
only
room I could go in.
I don't want this. Okay, can I change it?
Nope.
Sure.
No, yeah, sure.
All right, I want an accent chair.
Okay.
I'm taking an accent chair.
Like one of those really, really cool looking but uncomfortable. You don't ever use an accent chair.
It looks like I'd sit there and ponder. I need a chair I can ponder in.
Yeah, but it looks that way, but you don't because it's uncomfortable.
But everyone who comes to your house is like, that's an important
chair. That's a nice chair.
Yes, yes.
And then
Thank you.
They sit down
this
and
guy
it
must
for
think
3 seconds.
This guy thinks.
That's
right. This guy thinks. All right. Wow. What a draft. Maybe I'll remember the object that I needed.
I love that. So Jeremy put in a proper end table can be anywhere from 20 to 24 inches tall. Standard nightstands measure, they start at 23 inches. They go to 28. But it's like there's a number where it could be both.
Yeah. That's fair. They could be. Yeah.
Just have 24
Some people they need probably like a taller nightstand for the tall. Okay. All right. We're done.
What did we learn today?
Mammal.
I learned how to spell mammal. Mammal.
I learned that we can't clean oil.
No.
It's impossible.
No, we can't.
I thought I solved every problem of the world.
And I learned, I'll add something in. I learned that I'm not giving Jason any room in these drafts. Give a man an inch, he'll take 6 miles and 6 chairs.
He'll take a marathon.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.